Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We have everything you need to update your window treatments with Window Images blinds and shades. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Plus, get them trimmed to width in-store for free. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. And joining us now is Congressman Rodney Davis. He's the chair of the Republican Main Street Caucus. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Hey, good morning, Vince and Mary. Thanks for having me on.
Morning.
Let's talk about school safety. The Republican Mainstream Caucus has formed the School Safety Working Group. Does this tie in at all with what was passed in the omnibus bill for school safety?
Absolutely it does, Mary, and thanks for bringing that up. I'm really glad that one of my colleagues, Don Bacon, a great freshman member from Nebraska, wanted to chair our School Safety Working Group. But we've also got Main Street members like John Rutherford, a former sheriff in Florida, who introduced the bill that was put into the omnibus. It was reauthorized right before we passed the omnibus, and funding was put in for school safety grants at the leadership, because of the leadership of many of the folks that serve in our Main Street group.
Can you, one of the things I always get wary about is when the government dumps a bunch of money on a problem. It's like, you know, this is a block grant for school safety. Wonderful. And you get all this money, you just like dump it on, and then there's no accountability. The money disappears. Are you confident that this money will be used in the way that you intended it?
I'm very confident, because what we basically did was reauthorize a program that had become deauthorized. I used to be a congressional staffer, worked for a member of Congress who still serves in Washington. And years ago, I used to help communities and school districts find ways to partner with the federal government to do things like hire school resource officers, to get proper training that the school district thought they needed, and then also at times to make capital improvements to secure their facilities. After we've seen the tragedy of Parkland and others, I asked the question, why aren't we putting money into that program again? Well, now we are, and the program already existed. It was a program that had results, and now we're giving school districts, especially in rural America, districts that are fighting hard to not raise their property tax burden in states like Illinois on their residents, but they need some help in securing their facilities because they can't afford to build new ones, and neither can the taxpayers. This is a chance where we give them to partner with the federal government to make sure there's no back doors open on stairwells like we saw down in Parkland with the last crazed shooter.
I'd like to talk also about the phase two of the tax plan. We're hearing that phase two of the tax plan will include making those tax cuts permanent as they were for the businesses. They won't phase out after 10 years. Is there anything else included in that phase two? Could you possibly be cutting my taxes more?
Well, what we want to do is make sure that we get some glitches in the tax bill that need fixed. That happens every year. In the previous tax code, we would renew tax provisions at the end of each year because they were temporary. However, one of the biggest problems I had with the final tax bill was that when we sent the bill to the Senate, the individual tax rates that are historically lowered for families were permanent, just like the corporate tax rate. But the Democrats in the Senate, they wanted to play politics, Mary. They decided not to give us the 60 votes necessary to make the individual rates permanent, while they gave us the 60 votes to make the corporate tax rates permanent. And that was all because of politics.
All right. So will we see this become permanent? Because you still need those Democrat votes in order to make the individual tax permanent.
Well, I certainly hope we will. That's why I introduced the bill before the last tax plan was signed. I'd already been talking with folks like Steve Scalise about introducing a bill to making these rates permanent, because I heard people like Bernie Sanders, senators like Bernie Sanders, talk about how they really didn't support our tax bill that has put money back in the pockets of middle-income and lower-income families throughout this nation, that they didn't support it because the individual rates weren't permanent. Well, now I'm going to give Bernie Sanders a chance to decide whether or not his rhetoric's going to match his vote. I believe, just like he does, let's make sure we make these permanent for families, because they're enjoying historic tax relief. And I met with many, many people at different industries over the last few days who are thankful they've got more money in their pockets.
We're seeing some discussion of a balanced budget amendment, or some sort of push for a balanced budget piece of legislation when members return. What do you know about that? And are you supportive?
Well, this is something something I'm very supportive of. Remember, the omnibus bill that we voted for the other day was just a combination of the appropriations bills that we had already passed over to the Senate months ago, and they sat on. We shouldn't have these artificial deadlines. The D.C. Beltway shouldn't worry about shutdown after shutdown after shutdown if we get both chambers to do their job. We did our job in the House. We funded government. We passed them over. We reprioritize how Washington spends money.
Right.
But the Senate's got to do their job. And keep in mind, though, even with all those appropriations bills bound together, it's only 31% of our federal spending. We've still got to address, for the long-term drivers of the debt and our deficit and a balanced budget, the mandatory side of our ledger.
But Congressman, you know, with respect, let's pause though. I mean, you've got this omnibus that was passed. A lot of conservatives are unhappy with it. It funded a bunch of Democratic priorities. It added $1 trillion to the debt. Why should any conservative look at Capitol Hill and be convinced that members of Congress have a balanced budget or anything like fiscal responsibility at heart?
Well, this is why we need some adult decision-making in Washington, D.C., in both parties. When we are having conservatives upset over funding government, rebuilding our military at historic levels, ensuring that there is no $500 billion earmark or $500 million earmark for Planned Parenthood, which doesn't exist, and we're talking about 31% of our spending. Let's actually talk about the drivers of the debt. Real conservatives like a lot of us, want to make sure that we send the next generation of leaders a much better spending plan, and we've got to do that to ensure that the systems we have in place that make up 69% of our federal spending right now, that is on autopilot, even when we shut the government down, those checks go out the door. 69%. We've got to make sure those systems are there for the future generations, and the only way to do that is to actually go in and make some common sense reforms.
Well, Congressman, Republicans have a small window here. Let's hope they don't blow it. We don't want to see them blow it. Congressman Rodney Davis, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you joining us on Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great weekend. It's 8:43 on WMAL.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.